Hi, everyone. Good evening. I'm Nina Duran.
And I'm Sam Najera.
And we are live here in the Bean and Cheese Mess Studios. We're a little late tonight.
But... I love your news reporter. We are live here reporting in San Antonio, Texas at the Bean and Cheese Mess Show.
I love being able to say the Bean and Cheese Mess Show studio. I just think that's cool.
Ooh.
It's a studio.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. So we didn't talk about this, but really quickly, I have to ask. I know people, your outfit, girl.
Oh.
Girl, let's talk
about the outfit every single time.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm really excited about my outfit today, my cowgirl. I don't know if you guys can see the boots.
Oh, we can see them boots.
But Hello Darling Blow Dry Bar. Shout out to Melissa Turner, the owner. She's a friend of mine. She used to be in lending, and she had a vision for starting a blow dry bar. But the thing I love about it is that it's not just blow dry bar. It's they've got an esthetician. They have a boutique. And this is the clothes that they let me have
cute.
And borrow. Okay, I bought the boots, though. Don't worry, I bought the boots.
I walk in all in my T-shirt. I see Sam sitting there. I'm like, look at her.
Yes.
So, you know, so, I've never been to a blow dry bar before, and okay. Y'all probably can't tell because I have my hair in a jungle, but you know, it's my hair's pretty short. Can anybody with any length hair? I truly don't know. Like, I'm not asking just to ask.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can.
What's the purpose of it, though? You just go have someone blow dry your
hair? Yeah, no. So for people with longer hair, doing your hair, period, is a pain in the ass. And you literally go to a blow bar and they will put all the beautiful things
all
in your
things.
Hair, blow it out, and then you look like literally like you're ready to walk on a runway when you're like the whole Dolly Parton hair, pageant hair, you're in and out. They wash it, blow dry it, they do everything, the magic, they do curl it, and
so
then you're
cute.
Out.
So do they do your hair also?
No, actually my hair is done by Veronica. I want to give a shout out to her, and forgive me for not knowing her last name, but she did my hair today.
Veronica,
she's on my Insta. I'm going to tag her. And then of course my makeup is by Sin. Miss Sin,
shout out
to my girl Cynthia for doing
always
my makeup.
Like, fuck you. I love it. So wait, every single piece you have on the jacket.
Every single piece is
that
from
a one piece?
Hello Darling.
Or is
no,
that
this is actually a top. And then the studded short, the blue jean shorts. The coat and the white boots. Everything
so
is from
cute.
The
is
boutique.
Is still going on?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hey now.
Yeah,
I heard
this weekend.
Someone the other day saying they were trying to get out there and like it was like a 3-hour wait for like an Uber to like go a mile.
No.
They
no,
said it was
and
awful.
Not only that, it's super expensive.
Mm. Oh, yeah. She said it was like $158 to go a couple miles.
So
it's not worth it.
To sponsor taking my child to the rodeo.
Are you going?
If it's sponsored.
Yeah, if it's that, there you
it's
go.
It's not something that I'm, you know, like I go for
sponsor.
The concerts, but I didn't see anybody this year that I was like, oh my God, I have to go. So,
yeah. Anyway. Speaking of seeing anybody, have you by any chance seen the Selena and Yolanda, the Secrets Between Us documentary? Documentaries.
So let's dive into that. I have not seen it.
Okay.
And I'm here to ask you all about it. And you don't have to do like, you don't, I wouldn't do the, what do you call it?
Recap?
No.
No, I don't want to recap
where you
it.
Reveal it to
me. Oh, no, I'm not going to reveal anything. One,
but tell me.
It's not going to reveal anything when you see it. You're going to watch it and you're going to be like, okay, so we know that.
Oh,
tell me something. I don't know, bitch. Okay, keep going. Oh, Abraham's scary. Okay, what else is there? Like, to me, I felt like I wasted like time of my life.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Secrets revealed. There's no secrets. Oh, she had an affair. We all knew all the things. And then what kept pissing me off is...
Wait, who had an affair? What are you talking about?
Well, there was like an alleged rumor that Selena had an affair with a surgeon. But this came out years ago.
Oh, and that book.
They knew. Yeah, Ricardo Martinez is his name. And so there are all these little things that she tries to like, well, I kept her secrets and I did this. It's like, it doesn't matter.
I kept
still
the secrets and
her.
I shot her.
Exactly. No matter what you say, you still shot her. And so... For me, I just found it to be a massive, massive
waste of time. Yeah, see, and the chismosa in me is dying to see it. Like, trust me when I say, I want to, but I'm also like, no, I'm not going to give that bitch my money. I'm not going to give her my time and my attention.
You're not going to find
and
any chisme.
I want chisme that's like, if it's worth turning it on,
you know? How I knew it was going to be complete shit and I called it and I told Mike, you cannot have a documentary or documentary series of anyone's life and have that shit be rated PG. Life is never rated PG.
So what's PG about it?
PG. Well, just the whole thing. In other words, to me, if you're going to give me a Selena and Yolanda documentary, give me that MA shit. Give me that mature audience bullshit.
Oh,
like, tell me the story. This
like the juicy
very
details.
Vanilla. You can't.
I know.
Like, if a 12-year-old can watch it, Next, next, like, and not,
this is
and
why
so,
I'm glad I haven't watched it, and I don't want to support her.
Exactly, don't. I don't think it's worth it.
I'm
I don't
team
think it's
Selena Borvina.
I don't think it's.
I'm
and
saying.
On top of that, I am interested in though. So right, she's up for potential parole. We'll see, March 30th, 2025. Do you think that she'll be able to just be released and live a life? Like, I don't think so. I think she is going to get killed, or something is going to happen to her.
No, yeah, she's going to be. Okay, what was the name of the girl in Florida who killed her little girl? But Casey Anthony.
Oh yes, okay.
She'll have to be in hiding, like her.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
a while.
She won't be
like,
able to
yeah,
have a life.
Wanting, yeah.
She can't live in Texas, right?
No.
At least South Texas, there's no.
No.
There's
no way. There's no way. And not only that, but like her quality of life will probably be, she's probably better in prison than she is out here.
Oh, just stay
but
there.
What if, so
get out there.
Time served or what is she did? How did she not get life or how, what is her,
her
jail time? Or,
so again, she's up for parole next year. So I believe she's now served, was it 30 years or something
30
like
years.
That?
Yeah. And then, okay.
So she's up for parole. Yeah. For good behavior, for
but
all the
that
things.
But that doesn't mean she's going to get out.
No, she could not get out. Exactly.
Okay.
She could not, but she is up for it. So we'll see what happens. Of course, her family, you know, we're all rooting for her to get out and feel like, you know, she made a mistake and what have you. But
yeah, that's hard when it's your tía Yolanda.
I know, tía Yolanda Casey, se pendeja.
Can you, okay, you guys, can you imagine being related to Yolanda? Like, I genuinely
no,
feel
I can.
For
me too. I
Yolanda's
for
family that probably, you know, have nothing to do with her actions.
No, I felt
and
for her too.
Having to be like, that's my prima, that's my cousin,
yes,
that's my sister. Like, oh,
yes.
I'm so... And on behalf of Bean and Cheese, I'm so sorry.
And their lives got, like, a huge shit taken on them too,
forever,
just by default of being related.
Yeah.
But... So speaking of Yolanda, so years ago, Sam and I created a series. I think this was your idea. It was called Interview with the Cucuy.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea behind it is that we would interview scary people like the IRS. Because
and the chupacabra.
And the chupacabra. Oh,
we'll go into that later.
Yes. And so one of the Cucuys that we had to interview.
We interviewed Yolanda Saldivar, y'all. We really did. Okay, so mind you, before we roll this video.
Yes, we're going to show you the interview.
There is a reason why I have not reposted and revitalized this video.
Yeah, every
because
time.
Because it is controversial,
it
so
is.
Don't come for us.
No.
Please. And you're going to do it anyway. I don't give a fuck. But.
In other words, come for us.
In other words, I don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying, like, just know that it is controversial. It was
yes.
not intended to be mean or malicious,
no.
not to, well, for Yolanda.
For Yolanda.
And
fuck that bitch.
Homegirl.
Chona E. Yes. AKA Joanna Estrada.
You
so
have to see it.
If you haven't seen it,
fuck it.
Check it out.
Roll it.
Watch this interview, Yolanda Saldivar.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I'm Little Chismosa.
And I'm Little Fejolita.
And on tonight's episode of Interview with the Cucuy, we interview one of America's most hated pendejas.
She is the biggest puta that I know.
Nobody likes her. She's ugly. And she committed one of the most foul crimes that you could ever think of.
That's right. She is a murderer. She killed somebody, but not just anybody.
She killed La Reina de nuestras vidas. La reina de mi vida.
La reina de mi vida.
Selena Quintanilla Perez.
That's right.
So without further ado, I introduce to you Yolanda Desgraciada Saldivar.
Also known as the bitch who killed Selena's.
What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm happy to be here.
Oh, you must be happy that you're even alive. Like,
no.
I don't even know how you're alive. Nobody's killed your ass in jail?
No, I'm always by myself. I'm happy to be here with friends.
Como que we're friends? We're not your friends, bitch. I don't even want to be here. I'm here because Little Chismosa wanted to talk to you.
What she said. And I want to know, what did you do with the fan club money?
I paid some bills. I paid my rents. It was a Sunday, a very sunny day. I went to barbacoa because I was a poquito cruda. And I got a side of Big Red. It was so fizzly and delicious, I remember. And I bought my abuelita some conchitas from the panaderia, and I use it, still have a lot of it for my commissary for my noodles.
And you don't feel bad, bitch?
It's apparent that you eat a lot of barbacoa in Big Red, especially right. in those nalgas.
That's right, because no te queda más.
Yes, I like my nalgas. You want to touch them?
Next question. What did you do with that ugly ring with the egg? I don't want to say nothing, but that thing was ugly. That's what did you do with it?
I'm offended by that because I picked that ring. It was very special to me. But I do have it with me, okay? And I use it because a lot of these days people don't like me. I don't know why. And I use it to curarme de ojo.
You're going to need a lot more than curarte
That's
de ojo.
Right. That's okay. Right. Nothing's gonna save you, bitch. Not even this holy water. Nothing is.
The power of Christ compels you. The two people you're gonna take to hell with you. Go.
Little chismosa and little frijolita.
Ah, hell no! I ain't going nowhere.
Don't
with you
know that don't I am covered with the blood of
don't
Jesus?
Don't do that shit,
girl.
You keep that over there.
Anyways, serious question. Go.
The orange face boy, Donald Crumpet, and the clown rapper Tekashi 69 in my favorite position.
Are you bumping uglies in jail?
Or I haven't bumped uglies with a lot of people, but I like to bump uglies with you, uglies.
¡Dame cochina! ¡Dame cochina!
Not only, I like it. Uy, not only is she a puta pendeja desgraciada, she is a sucia.
And
baby jibbies just sitting here.
She touched you like right here.
No me toques a mi cucu.
That's right.
Last question. How did it happen and how did you kill Selena?
It was an accident. I had the gun in my head like this, and I was saying, don't close the door. And she was going at an angle.
Bitch, I don't even make sense.
She got it. I went like that.
Hey, don't you be threatening us with your gun. Don't you be doing that. Don't you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Little Chismosa signing off.
Put your hands down.
For interview with the Kukui.
I believe this shit isn't even real.
Because I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. And for all of my life. And there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be. Here in
you
my
probably like it, bitch.
Dream. I.
I wouldn't do that to my best friend. I want to talk to my mother.
How'd you like that one, Priya?
Because I'm dreaming.
Okay, you guys. Let me just tell you. Okay.
Whew, where do we even start?
If you're new to Bean and Cheeseman, one of the things we're known for is our sketches.
Oh, yeah.
And back then, it's just comedic genius. I think it's this was the beginning of Chona's comedy career as well. And so.
And I remember wanting to like work with her. Yes. Like, we're like, oh, God,
we just
with
met her.
Her.
And I was like, you are so funny. And a lot of that was improv.
Yep.
The whole like barbacoa
and Big Red.
I got barbacoa and Big Red. And we're like, oh, my God. And the note, like, it's just that is our number one viewed video on YouTube, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the other funny thing. It's not only our number one viewed video, it's most commented. And there's almost an equal amount of hate and love on there.
I don't get why people hate it, but why would you believe that somebody's offended by watching that?
So I don't think it's a matter of offense. I think people just get so sensitive when you talk about anything Selena. And
okay.
I think they thought we were poking fun at like this murder that changed the lives of people when it wasn't about that at all for us. For us, it's literally called Interview with the Kukui.
We're making Yolanda the Kukui. How could you not be excited about that?
Exactly. But I remember like our production crew, like a couple of them just being in the background and just like hunching over, just dying. And we have so many outtakes because even with us, there were things that weren't planned. Like I remember when I grabbed like the water bottle, like that wasn't like there were just so many things that happened.
Gosh.
Oh my God.
It's another Bean and Cheesemate classic for
it
sure.
It absolutely is. I wonder though, if Yolanda gets out, do you think she'll be able to like do things like buy a car or like buy land or
what
stuff
if,
like
okay,
that?
Okay, so what if she gets out and she calls like the bank? What is your name, man? Yolanda Saldivar. Click.
Yeah, no bitch denied.
Like, what
do? I don't know. She won't be able to buy land, that's for sure.
No. What if she pays cash only?
Hey,
cash up front.
Call me Yolanda. Let's do some business. Speaking of land, I wanted to give a shout out to my homies at Texas Ranch Flippers.
Shout out.
One of my best friends, Mike Flores, and he and I have been working together on some real estate deals before. Yeah. And so a lot of people don't know, but I obviously like lead generating for different businesses. Yeah. I do marketing full time. And so if you are looking for land of any kind in the Texas area, actually, yeah, in the Texas area, anywhere, these are the guys, Mike Flores and Anthony Gona. Shout out to Anthony. He's got a really cool business where they look for land, they buy it, they sell it, they flip it, whatever. The Texas land game is really big right now. So if you...
Oh, so it's all of it. So it's anything, buy, sell, anything in relation to
real
land.
Estate development.
Nice.
And so I'm really excited. I love them. They're really good people. And so if you are interested in buying a piece of land, investing, if you have money that you need to make money, whatever, if you want to get your retirement going... and investing a piece of land. I know a lot of people want land, especially in Texas. Write the word land in the comments.
This land is
yours. And check your messages later because I will send you a DM or you can text 210-467-8244. 210-467-8244. Text land and then I will get you everything you need and we will get that going. So just want to give a shout out to them real quick.
Yeah. And another thing too, like it can be tricky finding people to work with. And so I also have known Mike Flores for years. And
Mikey.
He's just awesome to work with. And so it's the other thing too, knowing that you're working with people that are trustworthy, that aren't going to just like take your money and run, that are there, that are invested. And so Mike is, he's a good dude. So
and yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's actually been in a few of our skits too. I've made Mike do so many things with us.
He did a good job in that, the one that we did where he was Chonai's boyfriend and the remake of the craft.
He was in the Chihuahua King.
He's
in the Frozen Tamale one too.
Oh my gosh, that's right. He's been in a lot of them.
Mike Spike's a good guy. And you know what? He's literally him and Anthony Allen, they're on the land every day. So like if you're to be like, hey, can I shoot deer? Or what kind of pig hog thing is in, okay, what kind of dirt is this? Like they know everything. Awesome. And so yeah, I'm really excited to I'm always working with them on real estate deals, big or small. Let me know. Text the number and leave the land in the comments if you want me to DM you. But I can't DM you unless you answer your messages.
There you go.
So make sure your privacy settings are all
there you go.
Fixed.
Now, let's say you already own land. Let's say you own a house. Well, so recently in Samantha News.
Yeah, tell me what's going on with you.
So I'm super happy. I don't want to take too much time, but you know, my life is always crazy. And recently I had an opportunity to be a part of a founding team of a brand new roofing company here in San Antonio, Texas, called ReRoof of Texas. Shout out. And so we've already been to a couple of houses. We serve both residential and commercial properties.
Puppies.
I'll get into the puppies in a little bit. But yes, we do serve our puppies too. But we, everything from re-roofing residential homes to doing re-roofs and new roofs on commercial buildings to maintenance of houses to, I mean, you name it, we have it. And yes, the shirt I'm wearing right now is a re-roof shirt. And you see here, we have a little guy here because one thing that we are known for is we're the home of the instant roof quote. So we are one of the few places where you can just go online to reroofoftexas.com
and you can instantly get the quote.
You can put in your address and it instantly gives you a quote of what your roof will cost. Ooh, and so it's really unheard of. And right here, we have a little drone. So another thing, too, with the roofing industry, girl, as you know, when it comes to your home, oftentimes you're taken away from the house, right? Or you're taken away from work, from your responsibilities because you got to be home. Well, we have a comprehensive drone system. So let's say you can't miss work or you don't want to be home for us to inspect your roof. You don't have to. We'll go out there and deploy our drones and you don't even need to be home. So it's really great. And then, yes, so one big part of ReRoof is our recycling program, ReWoof. So we take all of the material that we pull from our roofing projects and we recycle that to make donatable dog homes for the community. So that's just a really fun part
that's cute.
We do. I know.
That is super cute.
My big dogs never had dog homes because they're so expensive. So I love that part. And then little Texas, because we're local. We're from here. Anywhere in Texas, we've got a gig out. We have to go out to Pearsall this coming Friday for a home that we're going to go see, they had hail over there. So if you've had hail within the year.
Ooh, that's a big one. Hail damage in Texas.
Yes. And we help you with your insurance and all that stuff too. And then we have a lifetime labor warranty for all of our work. And that's something that is rarely offered. So if y'all, if you're in need of a new roof, if you think you may have hail damage. The roof is on fire. message me, call me, a message being a chisme, and we'll come out and we'll get on your roof. And it's like I always tell people, we're like your tios, but we're insured. So if we fall off, it's okay.
Oh my God. That's a sketch in itself, girl. Like, oh my gosh.
For real. So don't worry about it. We have our, yeah, we can prove it too. But yes.
We're not your tios roofing company.
Exactly.
No offense, Tio Nacho, Tio Tron. Yes.
But speaking of this little paw in the middle, of re-roof, you just had a pretty big change in your life.
Yes, I know. I'm still like trying to process that my dog of 16 years passed away last Friday. Well, last Friday?
Yeah.
This Friday will be 2 weeks, going on 2 weeks. And so we were talking to Nina the other day, and I was like, you know, I don't have it in me to write a sketch or come up with a segment or joke around. And it's weird because I wanted to talk about this because I don't know if this ever happened to anybody. And I don't know what I was expecting, but I was already crying and grieving a lot during the suffering of the dog.
Right, the journey.
And then we put him down, and shout out to Ellison Drive Animal Hospital. They were way that they did it was so kind and the best experience for me and my daughter, who's 10, Ava, who was there when we
so
put him down.
She was there with you?
Yeah, and okay. I bought her on. I was like, no, Ava, like, this is going to traumatize you. But it was actually it was good closure for her. She needed to be there. Yeah. And the dog felt the love. Anyway, it was great. It was a great experience. If it had to be an experience that you have to go through, it was good. And so one of the things I like lost it crying was when I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, they lit up this neon light and it was a rainbow.
Aww.
And it said, please, our dear friend is crossing over the rainbow bridge. Please be considerate and have like quiet or be quiet. I don't know. I just saw the rainbow bridge and please be considerate of our friend crossing the rainbow. And I lost it. And so I felt like I cried every tear that I could cry. So when he was gone, I was like, oh, dude, okay, no more puppy pads, no more, you know, seizures, no more throwing
up. You weren't sleeping at night.
I wasn't sleeping because he was having to get up and down from the bed. He was all the things that you go through with an elderly dog.
It's a lot.
So I was like, oh, okay. And then like a few days later, my brain was processing grief, and I didn't know because I was trying to work. Okay, let's do this. And I couldn't work. I couldn't focus. I couldn't concentrate. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? This is pissing me off because for me in my head, it's like, well, it's just a dog. Move on. Don't be one of those people that takes a month of PTO because it's a dog. Right. But no.
And then you realize
it is, it's, I'm going through it. And I wanted to say this also, people carry burdens differently. And that's why I make my posts about mental health. I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah.
I laugh every day, no matter what. I watch TikToks. I make TikToks. That doesn't mean that I'm not depressed.
Right.
That doesn't mean that I'm not stressed out.
Absolutely.
And dying on the inside. I am right now. I'm open about that. So be kind to everyone you know, because you don't know what they're going through.
Right.
You know?
And in that same breath, be kind to yourself, because what's so funny about what Samantha does or what you do is she'll call and there's all this stuff happening in her life. And she just lost her little Frankie after 16 years. And she's like, why the fuck do I feel like this? I'm like, girl, for real? Do I got to explain to you why your heart is broken and why it's okay for it to like be broken? And one thing I think a lot of us don't realize, and you and I talked about this, is the physical absence. So when you've had Frankie with you every day, then all for 16 years, and then he's not there, we don't realize that.
I didn't know.
We grieve emotionally. We grieve physically, too.
I had no idea that was going to be an issue for me.
Yes. A lot of people think, I thought I was ready for my spouse to pass away. They were sick for so many years, and I was ready, and then they pass, and they don't realize, what is this feeling? That feeling is that physical attachment that you've had to that person or to that animal. So now you don't have Frankie in your bed anymore. There's this sense of like, almost detachment, you know, they kind of, especially with our dogos, they become like an extension of us.
Yeah.
And so you lost that extension, you know? And so I think a lot of your response, or I don't think it's completely normal.
But then like, when does it go away?
When your body's ready.
When do you know, like, you're done grieving, or does it ever go away? You know,
I honestly think it's going to come in waves, because I think what'll happen is you'll see something or something can trigger your sadness and you're just like, bah! You're like, what happened? You know? And then you just realize like where it came from. And what a lot of people, and not that we need to dive into our lives, but don't realize is, typically when things like this happen, this is one of many things that's going on in your life.
Girl.
It's not just, it's not like, oh, Frankie, you know, my dog died and that's it. The rest of my life is just fucking rainbows. It's like, no, you have things with your family, with your father. You're a single mama. You have Ava. Mm-hmm. You've got Heartfire, Bean and Cheese Man. Like, that's a long list and it's a lot to carry.
Yeah.
Much less when you're emotionally and physically just, you know,
that's kind of why I'm glad that I have a therapist, and I'm glad that because I didn't know that, like, for me, I thought that's life. Mm-hmm. Right. And so when somebody comes and says, oh, I, you know, hurt myself today, I'm like, it's life. Get the fuck up, put your big girl chonas on, and we move on.
Yeah.
But when I talk to a therapist, she pointed those things out. She was like, okay, wait, you're a single mom. You run two businesses and like nobody helps you with this. And I'm like, no, like she was like, you're exhausted.
Yeah.
You're stressed out. And that's probably why you're also depressed. And it's like, me depressed? I'm not depressed. Look, I'm like this, I'm in that. And so she's like, no, that's, you're unhappy. And I was like, oh, is that what that feeling is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know. And the same thing with this grief. I didn't know. And it's funny because people will say, that's not your child. That is your animal. He was like my son.
Oh, literally, totally like your son.
The dog was like my son.
That dog was everywhere.
He's 16 years old. Ava's 10. He was before.
Oh, yeah.
And the whole like physical presence thing.
Yeah.
I slept with him almost every day. But I didn't realize how much of a comfort he was to me.
Yeah. So your bet probably feels angry.
Poor guy. He hated me. He hated me.
That was so funny, too. He was such a love hate.
He hated me because I would inhale his Frito chips. And I would squeeze the shit out of him. And he would be like, fucking bitch, get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
You know, because it was, I guess I used him as a security blanket.
Yeah. Speaking of security blanket, he was in so many of our, he's been in like some skits.
No,
we'll make a pen and tribute together.
The more of the effort.
Of our little Frankie, of our little, but speaking of, like you said, whether it's the loss of a pet. And it's funny because sometimes you don't realize that's how you go through it. You're like, oh, okay, now I see why people sometimes take a while to get over.
Yeah, definitely much more compassionate for pet owners who have lost their dogs. Definitely.
And for people that maybe can't go see a therapist, there are people like our girl Vanessa who have programs that offer coaching techniques that can help you, right? Like get through things in life.
Yeah, so sometimes people, either the insurance doesn't cover it or they don't have time to do one-on-one therapy. But our friend Vanessa Montes at B-Boy Counseling, reach out to her if you want to go through this like step-by-step program that she has. And it's really training. It's training on time management, stress management, boundaries. And she will walk you through how to handle life, like in general. And she works with women specifically. She has a heart for Latina women. She's a woman-owned business from San Antonio. Shout out to Vanessa. But please reach out to her and think about joining that course. She has that course on her website. And so you can go and look into it. And like she said, you know, if it's for people who might not necessarily want one-on-one therapy every time, but you can walk yourself through just some sort of guidance.
The techniques.
Yeah.
Which sometimes are good because oftentimes you don't realize like, oh, I don't do that. Or that's just this one change I need to do.
Yes.
Or, oh, I didn't realize this shit was bothering me or whatever.
Yes. Therapists literally were like, you know that you don't have to do all of these things the way that you do them. I was like, well, yes, I do. I'm a busy working mom. What? There's another way?
Yeah.
And she was like,
yeah,
you don't have to do these 20 things.
Right. What's crazy sometimes is it can be as simple as breathing techniques. And then you read them and you're like, this is some bullshit. Then I'll start doing the inhale. And I'm like, son of a bitch, it's working.
Yeah. Unclench your jaw.
Yes.
Relax your shoulders.
The way you said little things.
She one therapist. I've been through several. I'm just kidding. She was like, go in the shower and like listen to a song, but put on a candle that you like the smell. And I was like, that's so stupid, you know. But she was like, no, like, that's called self-care.
Oh.
She was like, yeah, do the scrub and do the thing. And I was like, oh, girl, you're lucky I'm in and out and, like, I moisturize.
Maybe we need a bean and cheese mist self-care line. Maybe that's what it is. Like, where do...
As long as it involves weed at some point.
Hey, that's CBD, a lot of self-care.
That's a lot of self-care. Because I want... The mind needs to shut off.
Absolutely. Speaking of weed, what are you going to spend... what are you going to spend your tax money on?
Not weed.
Not weed.
Second, what tax money? Because I don't get any back.
I was just going to say, I don't get any tax money either. I think I've just, like, always owed every year. I think it's part of being a 1099, a contractor.
Well, you have to find the stuff, the CPA, to write off your stuff. But my thing is, like, you want to know why I owe sometimes? Because of the health insurance.
Oh, because of health insurance.
So if you put the right income on the affordable health care, then they'll say, oh, you made too much money, and so now you owe us for all the health insurance we provided you.
No way.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
This country's taxing you triple, quadruple That's in insane. Ways that you have no idea. Like, it sucks.
And see, for me, the reason I've always owed is because I learned a long time ago that you want to always be in the positive, like, when you have a business, because if not, and if you ever need loans or any lending, you wouldn't be able to qualify. One, I never needed to get any loans or any lending. But still, so it's funny because, but actually, though, that did help me during COVID when, like, PPP and EIDL loans, like, I qualified for that shit because I had a little bit of positive in my tax return versus having negative. But I don't get to spend my tax return on dumb shit. Your
$10,000 return. No, never.
There's some people that get. I used to work with a girl that she got like $6,000 every tax return because of the kids.
I know.
The write-offs, all
that
stuff.
I may or may not have had a baby daddy who, like, came around every year and was like, okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to claim Ava. Mind you, this parent was never around.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to claim Ava, but guess what? When I get the money, because I'll get the money, you're not going to get the money because you own your business. But when I get the money, I'm going to split it with you.
Wow.
Over here.
That's Without fail.
Without fail until like the eighth year, which was only 2 years ago.
Who's going to do your taxes this year?
What is his name? He does our taxes every year. Ed Robles. Shout out to Ed. Sorry.
Shout out to Mr. A. and Bean and Cheese Man.
He's been our CPA forever. He's awesome.
Yeah. But if y'all people out there are looking for someone to do, does Jessica do both?
Yeah.
Does she Jessica do both Bettis. Business and personal, or does she do personal?
She does everything. Jessica Lee Bettis, my tax girl,
Jez,
on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook.
Yes.
Reach out to her because she is one of our amigas. And she has a really cool CPA firm, and she does all the taxes, and she helps people with bookkeeping as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I know that you're going to get your taxes done with her, and so we're excited to be working with her. We're so thankful. She's, again, Latina-owned.
There you go.
San Antonio girl. Definitely reach out to my tax girl, Jez.
That's awesome. And she can be reached at 210-773-0024. Yeah, I think I reached out to her on Instagram, and she hit me up pretty right away. Speaking of Instagram, okay, girl, you sent me this video about this.
It's cheese time.
Or about some girl telling her story about she married a married. Tell me. Okay, tell me what it is.
It's now time for cheese man. More cheese man. As if you didn't get enough already. So there is a girl on TikTok. Her name is Risa Tisa. Yes. Fantastic. All you have to do on TikTok is type in, who the F did I marry? That is the name of her series. This girl is going viral worldwide right now on her TikToks because she did a 50 part series telling her story of how she was bamboozled in 1 year, met a guy online, married him, and also divorced him finding out all the shadiness, right? But he was an expert. She calls him pathological liar. Mm. And so she was like, this guy is not just, what do you call it? Not pathological, but it's where they lie.
Compulsive?
Yeah. Or something. No. She's specifically pathological liar.
Yeah.
And so she go, and I think, and I'm like, okay, we've heard these novellas multiple times, right? Cheese man. But this girl, I think it's her aesthetic of the way what do you call that ASMR shit?
Like, oh, like the noises she's making. Yeah, well, ASMR.
Her voice is pleasant. Mm. She sounds like a sweet girl. The way she communicates, she's an educated woman.
For sure.
Which is also why I think people relate to her.
Yeah, and she's really good at storytelling. Because I think I have been,
at storytelling.
She's like, oh my God, yeah, it's very real. You're just listening. Preface. Yes.
She does a whole preface before the series starts. That's how good of a communicator she is, a storyteller. She's like, okay, so before I tell you the story, let me just tell you
Before the story.
Yes. So if you guys, I don't have time for this, but I'm on part 8. So
I'm
in my bed and I'm like, all right, girl, come on, Risa Tisa, give it to me good. So I've been listening to her.
That's
so
crazy.
We're going to do this thing on Bean and Cheese Man. It's going to be called Tell Me Some Cheese Man.
Tell Me Some Cheese Man.
So didn't you have like something similar?
So, okay, well, it wasn't so much who the F did I marry, but it was so much F did I kind of like date or believe.
A situationship?
It was a situationship that I got myself into, which is why I always tell people, right, never believe men when they make sure they're divorced. Just make sure and then make
sure.
And
there's no way to do that.
And then make sure again and then make sure again. And then make sure again. But like, long story short, this thing, I was told that, nope, the marriage was over, that he had moved out, that there was an apartment. It was even an apartment that I went to that had.
So he was married, saying he was going through a divorce, that he was divorced.
That he was going through a divorce.
Okay. So you guys met. Do you want to say how you met or no?
So on LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Okay.
On LinkedIn. But it was one of those two when I initially, because girl, you and I have been there. I think I'd even sent you a screenshot. And I was like, it says here that he's married, you know, and I felt even in the meeting, though, you know, when you there, a man will fuck you with his eyes when he wants to. Like, he'll just look
at
you.
He stares into your soul.
You know that look. You know the look I'm talking about. And so
he wanted to eat you up.
I got the look. And so, but when I saw, I questioned him about it, of course. He's like, no, we've been going through a divorce. I'm not the kind of man to do that. If they tell you they're not the kind of man to do something.
For sure.
They are the kind of man to do that.
I would never. The ones that talk like that.
Yes. Yeah. And so there was an apartment. And you may think that a man doesn't have time to be with multiple women. A busy man. Oh.
A businessman?
A busy man. He was a business owner, too.
Okay.
They find time. And they have time.
So he had his own apartment with, like, and there was no signs in the apartment of a wife or a child or
a room. Okay. Nothing that had. But I knew that he still, like, that the wife still had the home and that he was still hanging with the kids. He'd go back and forth. It was just the way and everything went down, wasn't.
Okay, so then in a situationship. Are you in love? Are you not in love?
Yeah, I felt pretty hard. It was stupid. It was dumb. Looking back, I'm like, what in the absolute fuck?
What was it? What is that called? Infatuation?
Yeah, I think it was infatuation. Just fell really hard. And I'd been single for a while, too. And this was after COVID and after Snowvid and all that
for,
shit.
You becoming a victim of it.
And just fell. And then I had another girl message me that was like, hey, I think we have someone in common.
Oh, shit.
And we did
on
have
Facebook?
Someone in common on Instagram. And we did have someone in common. And so then at that point, I messaged that person's wife and told him everything. Told her everything. And you've seen the messages between me and this wife. And that was it. There's been, thankfully, no communication since. And that was already, 3 years ago now? Yeah. But it was funny because I remember when I had to tell Sam about the affair. Because the wife had reached out to me and was like, I'm going to email all your employers. I'm going to email everyone.
Because you're a homewrecker in her eyes.
Yeah. And so I was like, I felt so ashamed. It was so awful. And I remember sitting there. I'm like,
no.
I tell Samantha what's happening.
So
and we went to Starbucks.
She was like, I need it. This Nina never does this. And she was like, I need to talk to you. Where are you at? Can you meet
me
at Starbucks?
Right now talking about
and
it, y'all.
And I was like, oh my God. I remember I was at my mom's like, Mom, I got to go. Can you watch Ava? So I literally go to Starbucks. And Nina's, he said, she goes, do you know that Nina, like, fuck up that I do sometimes? Or no, you said something like, do you know that, like, every once in a while you do something really stupid? And I was like, yeah, like, we all do that. And she was like, I did it. And I was like, what could you have done?
I'm in it.
And then she was like, this is what's happening. And I was like, girl,
It was so bad.
And you know, when you're in that infatuation, there's nothing I could have said to you that would have been like, okay, I'm leaving him now. Like, no, like you're so deep down this emotional hole that I'm glad the truth is always revealed.
Oh yeah. And it was, and it was, and it's still, I'm pretty sure to this day, probably biting him in the ass.
So were there multiple people involved?
There were.
So you weren't eventually, the only
one? No. So I started getting hit up by other people and I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Yeah, it's crazy.
So for you, psycho-ass, pathological, narcissist, sociopaths, stop your shit.
Cut it out.
You know, and you know, the girl says they're good at what they do.
They're so
and
good.
You're a smart woman. You know, you're not stupid.
I tell Mike all the time, if for whatever reason it doesn't work out with him and I, I'm fucking done. Like, because in my next relationship, one of two things are going to happen. I get murdered in the next one. Because that's just what statistics show. Go watch American Monster on HBO Max. The fourth or fifth, like, steady guy that, it's the one that fucking caught her and killed her.
Can I get to the third?
It's real scary. So I'm like, after this, I don't know. I'm probably, like, done. Because it's scary. You just don't know. And then, like, now I'm 42. So if I meet someone who's in their 40s, that's a whole bunch of shit that I don't know that I have to uncover. That's just too much.
It just takes time.
It is. You know? Do you literally see me sweating everywhere?
Is that your bronzer? Or is
that your shimmer shine? I am poodle beaches sweating.
Speaking of thirst quenching during the heat.
Arbina cheese, man. Arbina cheese, man. What do we call these? I always forget.
These are tumblers.
Tumblers,
so
yes.
These are for sale, you guys. Yes. Go to our website. We'll put a link to buy this. Support our bendahadas.
Yes.
This supports the Hood Rat Society of America.
It does. It supports our whole lives.
If you buy one of these, a Hood Rat gets her eyebrow wings.
If you buy one, a Hood Rat's eyelashes get a little longer. Or eyebrows get a little higher.
The higher the arch, the closer to Jesus.
There you go, guys. Well, I am so excited because our next show is going to be Wednesday, March 6th. And I believe we may have some guests coming in, right?
Yes, we can say it right now. We have Raulito Navaida and the Navaida kiddos, Destiny and Rigo.
I cannot. Yeah. I really hope that... That I can get Destiny just to, like, sing here and, like, serenade me. Like, I think she has one of the prettiest voices.
I'm a powerful manifester.
Okay, we'll make it happen.
We can make it happen.
So all three of them, Raulito,
Rigo, and Destiny Navaida will be here March the 6th. Woo-hoo. By the way, Destiny just got named official South by Southwest, artist. Can you say that three times fast? Official South by Southwest.
South by Southwest.
Artist.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck as much as he could if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
She's talented.
I'm talented, guys.
What did I tell you? But yeah, that's it. So we'll be back March the 6th, you guys, here, hopefully 7 o'clock p.m. live. Yes. Thanks for hanging with us. And again, if you would like to be a part of our show as a sponsor and an advertiser, always send us a DM and we're happy to help.
That's right. Have a good night.
Bye.